السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, also assisted at the madrasa and those listening who receive us. As we discussed last week, that in the month of Rabiul Awwal, all over the world is nothing but seminars, conferences, seerah jalsas, conventions, all kinds of programs that take place, educating the ummah with regards to Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's seerah and life. For the majority of us, we just restrict those programs to listening, listening and listening. Years and years go by, but tawfiq of amal seems to be very, very far away. Whereas the whole purpose and objective of all these programs of deen is to make amal. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi, ye khaki apni fitrat mein na noori hai, na nari hai. Until a person does not practice, he is not going to see the benefit and the results. I mentioned some time back that if a person qualifies as a doctor, he qualifies as a scientist, he qualifies as an engineer, he qualifies as anything. After his qualification and after his graduation ceremony and after he has been capped, then that engineer goes and opens a barber shop. After having qualified as an engineer, he goes and opens a barber shop. Will he see the fruits of that engineering knowledge that he had gained? He will have to do engineering to see the fruits of that knowledge that he gained in the field of engineering. If he's an architect, he'll have to do that. If the person is a cardiologist, he will have to do that. If a person is in any other profession, so the person will have to do engineering, he will have to do medicine, he will have to do whatever he has qualified in, so that he may see the fruits of that particular knowledge. In the same way, when we are listening to the talks of deen, so then if we want to see the fruits of it, then we will have to make amal on that knowledge that we have gained. If a person becomes an alim, meaning he has all the knowledge now, so does that suffice for that person for najat and salvation in the akhirat and for the pleasure of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It doesn't qualify him for that. He will have to make amal also. So whether it's an alim, whether it's a mufti, qari sahib, haji sahib, tablighi sahib, khanqa sahib, any kind of sahib he is, he will have to make amal. And the general Muslim public also will have to make amal on that knowledge. So these majalis that we have here, I have repeatedly said, if you are coming for an increase in your knowledge, then you may be disappointed. This Thursday majlis is a majlis of zikr. And repeatedly I have said, repeatedly, but because we have new people every time in our majlis from different places, Repeatedly I have mentioned that every majlis has its own fragrance and its own flavor. In our own lives, we are not satisfied with just one flavor and one fragrance. We want a variety. Different people like different kinds of fragrances, different kinds of flavors. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, knowing the weakness of man, just as in the material world He gave us so much of different fragrances, even in the spiritual world Allah ta'ala has given us so much of different fragrances, so that my bandas may enjoy my marifat, my closeness, yaqeen, tawakkul, trust. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave so many different kinds of fragrances. The fragrance of zikrullah is different. The fragrance of tilawat of the Quran Sharif is different. Put one nice Qari sahib and tell him to recite the kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Look at the different voices that it is recited in. What beauty is in the recitation of so many different qurras that we listen to. Isn't that an ihsan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Then the fragrance of Durood Sharif is different. The fragrance of charities is different. The fragrance of waaz and bayan is different. Then in the waaz and bayan again, the different topics that are discussed. The topic and discussion on salat, it's got its own fragrance. When the person is listening to salat and its virtues, and how it brings a person right at the feet of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when he goes into sajda, and all the other virtues that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned of salat, then look at the enjoyment that the person gets if he has purified his soul and heart. In the same way, if the person is listening to zakat and all the benefits and virtues of zakat, and how it gains the purification of the wealth and so many other virtues, fasting, hajj, look at the sign or look at the movement of a haji. Nothing but ishq and muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He's donning himself in ihram, and sometimes he's going round and round the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sometimes he's in Mina, sometimes in Arafat, crying and shedding tears before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sometimes he's in Muzdalifah, sometimes picking up the pebbles there and then heading for Mina, and then sometimes he's stoning the Jamarat. And now all these things are all sign of ishq and muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So each and every program has got its own fragrance. This is a majlis of zikr, so it has its own fragrance. And I have repeatedly said that I call it the majlis of tawbah, because it seems that we are not going to really make progress in any other way, except sincere repentance and tawbah, asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness of our sins, and asking Him to give us istiqamat in our tawbah. So then if we make sincere tawbah from all sins, meaning that we give up that sin altogether, or at least we decide and intend and pledge that we're not going to return to that sin, if we make up our minds that we are going to pay back to whomsoever whatever is due, if we have hurt the feelings, if we have trampled the rights of people, then the sincere tawbah will mean that we ask those people for forgiveness, we ask those people for extension of time if it means payments, whatever it is. And the person is expressing a deep-hearted pain that why did I ever commit those sins in the past. With all these type of things, these ingredients in his tawbah, then he will reach the stage of the muttaqin. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, look at his ihsan, that he also raises these type of people to that level. So therefore this majlis, that is the whole purpose. Therefore we normally have something on mouth, something on Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam's seerah, some Naat Sharif, so that we light up the fire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love at Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, love in our hearts. When Allah wala, he read the word muhabbat on the wall. He read the word muhabbat on one wall. Somebody must have written muhabbat. So he addressed the wall and he said, Kisne tumhe diwar par likha? Who wrote you on the wall? Teri jagah to dil hai. Allah ta'ala ki muhabbat ki jagah dil hai. Who wrote on the wall? What does the wall understand about muhabbat? So this muhabbat is a word that everybody uses in different languages, whether we call it the love of Allah Ta'ala, the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, whatever we call it. In illicit love relationship, who doesn't know about? So when the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will light up our hearts, that we will feel and sense the presence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala around us. Dunya ke mashghalo mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. You can be amongst millions of people in Hajj also, there can be 3 million people, 10 million people around you. But that person can be still with Allah. That is the beauty of this heart. That the person's hands are occupied, the person's feet are occupied. Everything is occupied in work. However, the person's heart can be with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You see, how can we love Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala when we do not see Him? So we do not see Allah Ta'ala with our naked eyes, but we see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat, His glory, His might, His power, His beauty in all His creation. Look at the beauty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Look at the heavens and the earth, look at the skies, look at the waters of the ocean, look at the animals in the jungle, look at the creatures, look at the fish in the sea. Who is it that gives the different colors to those fish? What beauty there is in it. Does not it say that there is some great creator? All these are the things we have to see. As we mentioned in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if you want to bring His love into our heart, then there are the same three things. We say you must look at the jamal, look at the kamal, and look at the ihsan. The beauty of anything attracts a person's heart. If there is any perfection in any person, any kind of real skill and perfection, then the person is attracted. And if there is some favor that has been shown by anyone, the person is attracted. So in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, all three things are of infinite levels. You cannot place any kind of limit on it. Such ihsan of Allah Ta'ala, such beauty of Allah Ta'ala. Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi was sitting, one woman came, she came in her niqab, and she said, my husband wants to take another wife. She said, so what about it then? She said, if only it was permissible for me to show you my face, I would have raised my niqab and showed you my face. That person who has such a beautiful wife, what is the need for him to go and look at another woman? Now that is something that was said by this woman. But look at the Allah wala, that straight away they think of something else. He just made, and he collapsed. After some time he gained consciousness, he said, Hazrat, what was so serious, what did she say? What was so dramatic about what she said? All she said, my husband wants to take another wife, and I'm a pretty woman. At the same time, my thought went on to Allah. That person who has got such beautiful Allah, whose beauty you can see in everything that is around you, is it right for that person then to cast his gaze and heart somewhere else, to give his heart to anything else? He will make use of the things of this world because we are living in a world of means. But he's not going to give his heart to it. So if we say, how can we love somebody that we haven't seen? But in this world we know that how many things we haven't seen, but we sometimes have a love for those things in our hearts because we have heard from somebody regarding the beauty of that. There are people that are writing from Australia, there's one person that writes from England, there's one Maulana who is in New York. Now all these people, they are writing, they say that we haven't met you, but we've got such love for you. And one person says, I make dua to Allah Ta'ala that I must not leave this world until I have seen you. I only listen to your programs on the internet or whatever it is. Now they haven't seen me. They haven't met me. There's no greatness in me. But there's some kind of love they got in their hearts that their great desire is to meet me. So is that not a very, very simple little example or analogy to show that if in this world someone that we haven't seen But some quality of that person, or some speech of that person, or some skill of that person has attracted us. So our desire in our hearts is to meet that person. This is that same thing which I keep on repeating in different bayans, because it just comes to mind at that moment, so then I don't leave it. That it is the desire in the hearts of each and every one who is a Muslim, who is a believer, that we want to see our Allah. If the person does not have this desire, then there is a great deficiency in his iman. For whom are we making our salat, and whom are we giving zakat for, and whom are we fasting for, and whom are we making hajj for? And all these repeated bayans that we listen to, restrain yourself from haram, and Allah Ta'ala's pleasure you will gain, and Allah Ta'ala will bless you with this and with that. And take that pain on your heart. Smash the heart to smithereens, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give life in that heart. This heart, that is how it gets life. Now this young person is in a college, is in a university, or is in a marketplace, is in a bazaar, and is being bombarded by all those fitnas from the right, left, from behind him, above him, and all sides. And he is restraining himself, and his heart is smashing to smithereens. It is as if all the bombs of the world have fallen on his heart, because such a pretty face went past. And he says that, I am not going to repeat this glance, accidental glance. I am going to lower my gaze, come what may, but I will get the sweetness of iman in my heart. My Allah will become pleased with me. At that time, it is easy. But when he does that, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala becomes so pleased, that if only we could see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's pleasure on some computer screen, then everybody will do it and rush to see. But Allah Ta'ala kept it in ghaib, that you must believe in it, that he has become pleased with you, and he has got such enamours for you, which no eye has seen, no ear has heard of, and the thought hasn't crossed anybody's mind. So the desire is there to look at that Allah, and where else are we going to see him except in Jannah? Unke rukh se niqaba jutegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. Unke rukh se niqaba jutegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko, muskurane ki mohlat milegi. That gham and that pain the people took, that love of Allah that was in the heart. Now today they can enjoy themselves. So therefore tonight, once again, some break that is required when we are tempted towards sins. And that is the remembrance of the. There is nothing else. It is a break the moment the person engages in sins, and he just asks himself, what if, as I have said many times, what if death comes in this state? What in zina, in watching some porn site, in some filthy downloads on the cell phone, some filthy magazine in the hand, all these things, popping drugs in the mouth, negligence with salat, what if death comes? How are we going to face our Allah? Will anybody like, especially if they have this kind of garment that we wear, which projects an image of piety and taqwa? Khudana khasta, Allah forbid, Allah protect, if a person who projects an image of piety and taqwa, if his death had to come in adultery, fornication, or watching porn site, or something else, where he thought that nobody was watching. Jo karta hai tu chup ke ahle jahan se koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. How long are we going to remain negligent? Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. Jo ghaflat mein guzri, wo kya zindagi hai. جو غفلت میں گزری وہ کیا زندگی ہے, وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے. That life of mine which was spent, O Allah, in your ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat, in talking cheerfully to the wife, to the children, in earning halal livelihood, all this is ibadat. There's no such thing as only tasbih all day you sit in the masjid. What beautiful deen Allah Ta'ala gave to us. Took into consideration everything that is beloved to us. Everything that is good for us. Allah Ta'ala made it halal and permissible. So that life which was spent according to Sharia, Quran and Sunnah, I said that is life. And in negligence, whatever life I spend, it is not life. Person will have to regret. He will have to suffer humiliation, disgrace. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His kindness, in His generosity, in His mercy and compassion for us, He sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and they showed us the two ways. This is the way that leads to Jannat, this is the way that leads to hell. Now it left to us, what do we want? Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, نہ کچھ کام آئے گی شاہی تیری, فقیری سے کچھ کام بن جائے گا. What accompanies a person to the grave? We have been taking janazas upon janazas to the qabristan, but unfortunately the qabristans also no more give us any kind of lessons. Hazrat Usman رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ used to tear so much at the sight of a grave. His beard used to get wet. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in, look at their condition when they used to go to the Qabristan. We go to the Qabristan also, there's nothing but gossip, worldly talk and discussion, all kinds of futile talk, chit-chat, waiting for the burial. No lessons are taken, no ibrat, nothing at all. It reminds me, that I mentioned it here, the Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi, when there was India-Pakistan war, so at that time he sent some jamaats to Kashmir. So he told them that you must not talk any politics and you must do what you are going there for. So one of the persons that was appointed Amir, he was studying with us. He was from Kashmir at that time. It was the holidays of the madrasa, and he was also sent in there. So then he came back and we met again when madrasas reopened. Then he related this to me. He said that when we went, I asked all those who were with me, I said, if they ask you any questions, you must say, must ask the Amir. You all don't say anything. Because at that time, if they made a wrong statement, they'll go into prison. So one place at the borders, they stopped them, they said, now the war was on. They said, aap log kiski gaate hai? That means, who do you support? Hindustan ke Pakistan. So that person said, ask the Amir. Then he asked another person, tum kiski gaate ho? Hindustan ke Pakistan. He said, Amir sahab se poochi. He said, ye kon Amir, Amir itna bada Amir ban gaya, unse poochi. You know, that's our Amir asking. They said, they asked me then, tum kiski gaate ho? Hindustan ke Pakistan. He said, na to hum Hindustan ki gaate hai, na Pakistan ki gaate hai. Hum to din raat Qabristan ki gaate hai. Qabristan ki tayyari karo. Bas isi ki hum ke din raat. He said, bas jao jao. So Qabristan does not give us lessons anymore. Whereas Qabristan is it, the grave gives the longest speech, silent speech and the longest speech. یہ ایک قبر پہ بے کسی زبان حال ہے کہہ رہی، یہ ایک قبر پہ بے کسی زبان حال ہے کہہ رہی، تمہیں آنکھیں چاہیے غافلو مجھے احتیاج بیان نہیں. That silence of the grave, that helplessness of the person inside the grave. He is giving a speech. So, oh ye people who have sight, oh you people, you require sight. So you negligent people, you require sight. تو میں آنکھیں چاہیے گا مجھے احتیاج بیان ہے. The silence of the grave is a lengthy speech until the grave is there giving that speech. Yet it's absolutely silent. That we can see how people of different persuasions and professions and all, where do they end up after that?
بے نشاں ہو گئے ہر نشاں، قبر میں خاک چھانی مگر کیا ملی، پھول مرجا گئے چاندنی جل گئی، اپنا انجام بھی کہہ گئی ہر کلی، پھول مرجا گئے چاندنی جل گئی، اپنا انجام بھی کہہ گئی ہر کلی، بے نشاں ہو گئے ہر نشاں، قبر میں خاک چھانی مگر کیا ملی.
The flowers have withered, fallen to the ground. All the blue, yellow, white, green and beautiful, beautiful colors have all turned to dust. Now shake up that ground and search for those colors in that ground. Will we find any colors left? So just as those flowers have withered and gone, in the same way, human being, you too, no matter what kind of beauty you have, oh ye women, no matter what kind of beauty you have, and oh you men, no matter how handsome you may be, but the time is going to come when you will turn to dust and no color will be left there anymore. All those who are giving their lives over you, they all will disappear from there. Tell them to stand by you and leave the grave open and let the body burst and then see if all those lovers still stand by.
بے نشاں ہو گئے ہر نشاں، قبر میں خاک چھانی مگر کیا ملی، نہ کچھ مال و دولت نہ دن جائے گا، nothing will accompany anybody to the grave. فقط ساتھ تیرے کفن جائے گا.
Our homes will remain behind, our cars will remain behind, our gold and silver and oil wells will remain behind. The richest person of the world also leaves everything behind. It does not mean that we must not make use of those things whilst we are living in this world. Allah Ta'ala has made it permissible for us. Make use of it. Enjoy the bounties of Allah Ta'ala within the parameters of Sharia. Don't let pride come in the heart. Earn it in a halal way. Think of the poor, the needy, the destitute, the orphans and the widows. That same wealth will become the means of hayat. That same wealth will become the means of najat. So, قبر میں خاک چھانی مگر کیا ملی،
یہ دنیا کا لالچ یہ حرص و ہوس، یہ دنیا کا لالچ یہ حرص و ہوس،
دنیا کی لالچ، the greed of this world and حرص. This greed is a thing that has caused corruption all over the world. There are so many ahadith on this, there are so many ayat of the Quran Sharif, but we are not going in that direction. You see, yeh dunya ka lalach yeh hirs woh hawas, yeh dal dal hai to isme san jayega. It is like a sinking sand, or quicksand, whatever you call it. That the more you try to come out of it, the more you go deeper and deeper until finish, it swallows you up. Hirs, greed. Therefore many times you hear in our duas also, ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا، دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے.
یہ رنگی رسیلی یہ چہرہ حسی کہ مٹی میں مل یہ بدن جائے گا، نہ کچھ مال و دولت نہ دھن جائے گا، فقط ساتھ تیرے کفن جائے گا. یہ دولت یہ قوت یہ حسن و ادا، یہ دولت یہ قوت یہ حسن و ادا، ہواؤں کی چلنی میں چھن جائے گا. سبھی چھوڑ چلیں گے اکیلا تجھے، اکیلا تو اپنے وطن جائے گا. سبھی چھوڑ چلیں گے اکیلا تجھے، اکیلا تو اپنے وطن جائے گا. All alone. But if the person has done good deeds and good actions and nothing to fear also, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got a completely different arrangement for such a person. That qabr will not remain like a small, narrow hole. That qabr Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala extend it. The fragrance from the gardens of Jannat will come into that qabr. Therefore I always say that why do we ask for death in Madina Tayyibah? Because we know that if a person has to pass away on Iman and he is blessed with forgiveness, then this qabr of his becomes a garden from the gardens of Jannat, Rawzatun min Riyadil Jannah, or it becomes a pit fire from the pit fires of hell. Now if the worldly person or ordinary people of this world, ordinary Muslim, if he has to die and he has to get such a garden from Jannat, then what about those who are in Jannatul Baqi, the Qabristan of Madina Sharif, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu majma'in, Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the children of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so many Sahabas plus minus 10,000. What kind of gardens they must be having there. Now to be buried there amongst them, it creates great hope. We keep asking whether Allah Ta'ala gives, doesn't give, that is His prerogative. But at least, if the person has a good desire, then inshallah he'll be amongst them. We'll stop here for tonight. Time runs very, very fast. Before we can really discuss anything, the hour finishes. So we have a little time left in Zikrullah. I was telling some brothers just after Asar Namaz today. That one Allah wala, he took his watch out like this. After the Isha Namaz, he took his watch out like this. In the masjid. He sat. Just looking at the watch like this. And the watch ticked away. How many people are going to remain seated with him? All those who had great love and ishq and muhabbat, they also disappeared. That how long is he going to sit with the watch like that? Besides one or two that remain. And it was Fajr Azan, until Fajr Azan. When Fajr Azan took place, that time he realized. When Fajr Azan took place, then he realized the whole night went. So I said, what was he looking in at what? Was he looking Swiss made watch, deep down the ocean also water doesn't go inside. What a beautiful dial. What a bargain I got it. Was that he looking? They asked him, what were you looking at in the watch whole night when? He said, I was watching it tick away. One second going by, I realized that I'm going closer and closer and closer to the grave. Every second that was going was being reduced from my life. So the whole journey of death and qabr and akhirat and jannat and all that was before me. Now he was looking at his watch and that is how he took ibrat from his watch. So time is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever is wasted is gone. Let us not waste the remaining days of our life.
Be happy with your food, eat, drink. Enjoy the namas of Allah Ta'ala. Live a balanced life, a normal life. There is no question of extremism. No question of extremism. There's lots of people now became very pious, so we can't talk, we can't eat, we can't drink, we can't do nothing. What are we going to do if we're going to become pious? If we're going to become pious, then we'll get the best of life. Allah Ta'ala will give us enjoyment in those namas. I was going to read one Naat Sharif, but after that, it was in a different direction, and afterwards I saw Mullah Mustafa, which was asking to read something. But in any case, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq of amal.
Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Shahanshahe do alam tu hai, sab se teri sarkar hai ali. Shaan teri har aan nahi hai, gaah jalali, gaah jamali. O bhi ajab khush bakht hai jisne qalb mein teri yaad basali. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte firte aath pehar ho Allah Allah. Allah 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 Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein deen ki daulat kuch na kamai وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی
my beloved Allah, I just remained in nothing but acquisition of wealth. To earn halal livelihood is a farz after the other farais and its great rewards. But we are talking about the person who gives his heart and soul and body and everything to the dunya. Nothing gives him more happiness just than the acquisition of wealth. Wealth must keep increasing. Namaz is neglected. Everything is neglected. So that is what it means. Kasba mein dunya hi ke raha. Deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. Waqt yun hi bekar guzara. Look at the number of hours and days that we waste on the television screen. Watching cricket, football, soccer, rugby and so many different games and then the films and then everything else. Nothing, no time for Quran Sharif, no time for deen. Waqt yun hi bekar guzara. Umr yun hi ghaflat mein gawaati.
خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں, کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی, مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا, کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, دیر از نو ون ورس دین مائی سیلف ان یور کریشن. یو مسٹ تھنک آف یور سیلف ایز دی ورسٹ. کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. From our childhood days or youthful days up till now, look at the different areas of our life, where we were negligent, how much of sins we committed, which sin we did not commit. Mujh sa koi badkar na hoga, kaun si maine ki na bura.
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ, دیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ. نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ, پنجے غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ, اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ, لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ. دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں, سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں, تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو, جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں. دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں, سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں, تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو, جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں. تیرا تصور ایسا جمالو قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوتا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں.
O Allah, I engrave your heart in such a way on my heart. I engrave your name such a way on my heart, my beloved Allah, like how we engrave something on a stone. Bhool sakunta umrana tujhko chahun bulana khud bhi agar main, my beloved Allah. Even if due to my weakness, my shortcoming, I want to forget you, then to make it such that I don't forget you. That means the temptation, the distractions and the attractions of evil will be there. And I am attracted towards it and I want to forget you and go ahead and indulge in that sin. My beloved Allah, let your name be engraved and let your muhabbat be engraved in such a way on my heart. Yeah, I can't forget you even if I wish to forget you. Make me yours and become mine.
تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Yaar rahe yaar ab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat khalq se main bezaar rahu ہر وقت ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Oh my most tolerant Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. This very moment you are watching us, you are listening to us, you are close to us than our jugular veins, my beloved Allah. We have turned towards you, we have raised our hands before you, we have raised our begging bowls before you. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our life. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. Where do we go, my beloved Allah? There is no other door for us that we can tap. There is no other home where we can make. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. Our lives in your control. Our sight, our hearing, our speech in your control. Our heart, liver and lungs in your control. Our heart and mind in your control. My beloved Allah, the ground on which we walk is in your control. We may call those homes our homes, but my beloved Allah, all belongs to you. If you shake the ground beneath our feet, no superpower of the world can prevent it from shaking. Oh my beloved Allah, how generous, how kind, how forgiving and how loving you are. In spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel around. Oh, my beloved Allah, the type of sins that we have committed in our lives, if there had been any other Allah, by now He would have sent the tsunamis against us and destroyed us. He would have shaken the ground beneath our feet and destroyed us. My beloved Allah, how loving you are. How beneficent and merciful you are. How forgiving and generous and kind you are. We have therefore raised these begging bowls of ours before you. Ya Allah, the more we beg of you, the more pleased and happy you become. If we don't beg of you, you become unhappy. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Day and night we used your bounties for your disobedience. Day and night we use the great bounties of sight, of hearing, of speech and wealth and cars and homes for your disobedience. Your very ni'mats given ni'mats for your disobedience. Oh my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of what we have done in our lives. But the life that is gone, we cannot bring back a single second. The life that remains, we are seeking from you, my beloved Allah. Total forgiveness. Keep us steadfast on Sirat-e-Mustaqeem. Bless us with your closeness, with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with trust and tawakkul in you. Ya Allah, bless us with strong iman and faith in you. Bless us with ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. You who have blessed billions of people with sight, how can you be blind to our actions and our deeds? Ya Allah, give us the realization that you can seize any time that you wish. Ya Allah, give us the realization that one day we have to return to you and answer for our deeds. Protect us and safeguard us, my beloved Allah. With your power of jazm, make us yours. We have failed, my Allah. We have made tawbah and we break our tawbah. Ya Allah, apne quwwate jazb se hum sab ko apna bana le. My beloved Allah, bless us all with forgiveness of the sins of the eyes, of the ears, of the tongues, of the hands and feet, of the heart and mind. Bless each and everyone with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. My beloved Allah, there are so many people in hospitals, in clinics, in homes and amongst us, around the globe, wherever anybody is sick and ailing, give them shifa. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zaroor, marizo ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein. We know that sometimes sicknesses and diseases and ailments can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. Even if it is a rahmat, my beloved Allah, change it to the rahmat of good health. Cures also of our spiritual ailments. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Clean our hearts, my beloved Allah, of jealousy. Clean and purify our hearts, my beloved Allah. Give us the hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Give us the hearts that you give to your friends and walis. My beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. My beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children have gone onto drugs and drinks and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqeem. Make our children the coolness of our hearts. Make them sadqa jariya for us, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, popping drugs in our mouth. Oh, my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in adultery or fornication or in any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Medina for you. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Medina ab watan hota. Waha ke gul shadove ko ye apna bhi chavan hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare Quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Ya Rabbi, maaf farma. Ay beloved Allah, accept all the works of deed taking place. Tabligh wa da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gash, ijtimaat, talim ko qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqao ko qubool farma. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our home, in our time, in our life. My beloved Allah, Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us, how much he cried for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. Bless us with all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. Protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, of the wishes, of the aspirations, of the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual that has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. We cannot know everybody's desires and wishes. Ya Allah, whatever good wishes and desires they have, fulfill them. Unki nek tamannao ko pura kar de. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the problem, the suffering of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. With your fazal, with your kindness and with your ihsan, remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering. Throughout the globe, my beloved Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is suffering. Remove the pain, the difficulties, the suffering, the hardship. Assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Give hidayat to all around the globe. Those who have made up their minds, they will not accept Islam and they will continue the persecution, torture and tyranny of the ummah. Then, my beloved Allah, remove them like you remove the Ad and the Samud. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدِنَا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.